friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of milve b'kiddushin u'b'mecher, and also talking about yichud l'piron. And we saw mamish neflos mitaras Hashem b'si'ati d'shmaya. Now we are continuing again based on the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu Rosh Hashiva Reb Chaim Shmuel Zatzal. So it says in kiddushin and gitna daf lam dvavam and beis that the rabbis were mitaken that shviyas should cancel loans even nowadays as a reminder of the biblical law of Shemitah, so that it shouldn't be forgotten. Ask the Gemara, can there be such a thing that from a biblical standpoint the seventh year doesn't cancel the loan? And the rabbis say that it does cancel the loan, and they tell the lova not to return the loan. How can that be? They're telling to be over in Los Sigzel. So Abai says, Sheval Tasehu. No, it's a situation of abrogating Torah law by ordering one to be passive, which the rabbis are empowered to do, and therefore they can tell him not to return the loan. Rav Amar Hefker based in Hefker. And that's why, because of Hefker based in Hefker. Now the Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Tov Ayin Zayin, even though Shmita's Ksafim is Midrabanan, which means that Minatora, the loan is not cancelled, you have to pay it back. The loan is only cancelled Midrabanan. Midaraisa, we paskin that shibuda doraisa, v'kaimel on shibuda doraisa, and we say that the shibud on the loiva is doraisa, like we discussed in the previous shir. Is that a beautiful mahalach in shibuda doraisa? Ha'ivska hilchasa dechol dovers b'chol dovers shebemamim yesh koyach biat chachomim litchoyis dvar torah mitam dehefker based in hefker. You're right, shibuda doraisa. In theory, you should have to return the loan, but pahalacha was paskin that in mominus. The rabbis have the power to be deiche a Torah law mitam hefker based in hefker. We saw in the Gemara ad kan midivrei achinuch b'mitzvah tof ayin zayin. So it's mashma that if not for the fact that shibud is doiraisa, and we would in fact paskin that shibud is lav doiraisa, then we wouldn't need to come on to hefker based in hefker. And that's very, very shver. Very shver, because lu yehi that shibud is lav doiraisa, but there's still a chiyuv haguf min haTorah. You're right, the shibud on the nechosim is not doiraisa, but the shibud haguf, there's a shibud haguf min haTorah. He's a chiyuv mamon. He's obligated to pay back the mamon. So even if you tell me that shibud is lav doiraisa, we still have the problem of how the rabbis were allowed to say that he doesn't have to return the loan. We still have the kash of Mika Midi Duminator Lo Mishamit Vitakin Rabban and Detashme. So the teretz is based on what we said in a different place, and that is that b'shei ba'al taisa there is koyach b'yad chachamim lak or dover min haTorah ain a dover tali rak b'mash akira nasis ha'idei shlilas ha'maisa v'lo al yidei maisa. That we say that b'shei ba'al taisa the rabbis have the power to uproot something from the Torah, it's not only dependent on the fact that the Akira is done by negating a Maisa, that the rabbis aren't saying to do a Maisa, they're telling you not to do a Maisa. It's not only that. El adover toli b'muhusa Akira, but rather it's dependent on the essence of the Akira. Iba levatol mitzvah lavor averas iser. Is the Akira coming to be mevatel a mitzvah, to nullify not to do a mitzvah, or to transgress an iser? And if it's talking about aveiras iser, transgressing an iser, not just being mevatel a mitzvah, even if the ofen ha'ki aveira is aide ha'miniyam and ha'mais, even if you're over in an iser, by refraining, by being passive, it still has a din of kum va'aseh and not a din of sheva'al taseh. So it's not only built on whether you're passive, but also whether you're transgressing an aveira, you're just being mevatel a mitzvah. And therefore, to be matir, the iser of Baal Yeroeh, the Chachamim don't have the koach to do so, even though Baal Yeroeh, you're only over b'shei Baal Taseh, you're just owning chametz, that's passive. But the rabbis don't have the power to be matir, the iser of Baal Yeroeh, even though you're passive, because you're over on an aveira. It's an aveira of l'yirai lecha. So that's the yisod that was explained elsewhere, and we see this also in Tosfos, in Ksubis on page 11a, Dibor Mascha Matbilin, Ayin Sham, the Ran Nedarim 90b, Dibor Mascha Viika Ayin Sham, that to be matir for a woman, to be niv'eles bia asura, is considered akiras davar men haTorah b'kum va'aseh, even though the woman is karka olam, she's not doing a maisa. Nevertheless, since it's an avera siser, it's an avera, and it's not just a bittul mitzvah, so it's not considered a sheva al taseh, it's considered a kum va'aseh. And therefore, the rabbis have no right to be matir such a thing. Because yes, she's passive, but she's over on this Isser Bia, and the rabbis have no right to be matir this Maisa. Even though it's a passive, but it's an Avera. So again, that's the Yisod HaDvarim. The Yisod HaDvarim is that the b'sheva al taisa, the chum of koch lakar davar min haTorah, is only to be mevatel a mitzvah, but not if you're transgressing an iser. So based on this, we can also answer the chinuch. The Gemara asks, is there such a thing that mit oiraisa loy misham teshvius Vitakina Rabbanan Ditashmeit, that Midaraisa Shvius doesn't cancel, and the rabbis say that it does cancel? How can the rabbis cancel alone? Zokter Rashi, V'nimtza Haloive Gazlan Al Piem, Kumtois, that the Gazlan, the Loive, is a Gazlan. The Loive is a Gazlan. Based on what the rabbis are saying, he's over on Los Sigzal, like the Chinuch says in Mirech Chavches. And that Be'emes is only based on what we paskin, that Shibuta is Doraisa. And Memela, this is considered Akiras Dover Min HaTorah B'kum Va'aseh, because it's an Averas Iser of Lo Sigzo. And on that Abaye answers that it's a sheva al taseh. And that's because Abaye is l'shitaso, that Abaye holds that shibud is lav deoraisa, like Tosis writes in Gittin 50a. And therefore it's considered sheva al taseh, and there's no lo sigzo. Because if you hold shibud as daraisa, so this is an avera siser. This is lo sigzal. This is considered stealing. Because this person's nechasim are meshubit. Like we explained in the previous shiur, the Man d'amar shibud d'araisa holds that the gedder of a chov is that the malve has mamonas etzel alove, and memela there's shibud nechasim by the loivik because the malma has malva's mamonas by him, and therefore we force him to repay it. So if you're learning that shibud is d'araisa, that means that the malva has mamonas by the love, and he's over on Lo Sigzal. The love is over on Lo Sigzal. And that was the Gemara's Kasha. And that's how the Chinuch learns. That the issue here is that we hold Shibud is Daraisa. And since Shibud is Daraisa, since Shibud is Daraisa, so the Malva's money is by the Lova, and keeping it is an Aveira on Lo Sigzal. But like we explained in the previous shiur, if you hold Shibud Alav Daraisa, it's not Lo Sigzal. All there is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah for a lova to return the money. But it's not gzela, because we don't say that the mammon of the malve is by the loiva. It's just a chiyuv mammon, the romei karkafta de gad de loiva. The loiva has to repay the money. But it's not that the malve's money is by the lova. So it's not considered gezel. And it's not considered gezel. He's not returning the loan. That's not a good thing, beseder, but shei bal tase. And he's not over on Lo Sigzal, because it's not considered that the moment of the malva is by the love. So that's the shak of tari in the Gemara. In the kasha, the Gemara was saying, hey, it's like kum va'aseh over here when the rabbis tell him to keep the money because he's a gazlan, because we're holding shibud is daraisa, and Abaye, who's a shibud lav daraisa Jew, as we see in Tosfos and Gittin. So his answer is, no, it's Shei Bal Taseh, it's Beseder Gamor. It's Beseder Gamor for the rabbis to say this, because when holding on to the money, it's not over on Lo Sigzal. Because Shibud is Lav D'Araisa. And Rava argues, because he holds, as we have already mentioned, Rava is of the opinion that Shibuda is D'Araisa. And like Tosis writes over there, and Mimela, since Rava is of the opinion that Shibud is Daraisa, he doesn't hold it to Sheva Al Tase. He holds that it's a Kum Vase, because you're over in the Aver of Lo Sigzal. And therefore Rava had to be Matarates, Hefker based in Hefker. That's how the rabbis were allowed to do it. V'hein hein divrei achinuch, and how the chinuch is er gishmak, that even though Ashmat is Ksafim, is the Rabbanan, and we pass in Shibud D'Araisa, meaning, and therefore it's Akiras Davar Menatar B'kum V'aseh. So he writes that we pass in the Halacha, Hefker based in Hefker. In other words, he says, we have the Teretz of Rava. En Achinami, the Teretz of Abai, doesn't hold water for us, because we hold Shibud D'Araisa. We hold that Shibud D'Araisa, like the Chinuch writes explicitly. Since we hold Shibud D'Araisa, this is considered kum vaseh. So how do the rabbis have the right to do this? And the answer is hefker based in hefker, like Rava says. Givaldik. And now we go back to what we were speaking about in the previous shiur, that Yichud Lepiron is effective, it's only if you hold Shibud D'Araisa, and the Malva has Momen B'yad Alove, V'schus Momen B'nichzei Alove. And therefore the Gvias Chov is not Schia Mishal Alove, he's taking his own money. And Memela, just setting it aside is enough, because it's his. He doesn't have to make a Kenyan. But if you hold Shibud is Lav D'Araisa, and the Malva doesn't have Momen by the Love, it's just a Chi of the Rami Akarkavta de Gavra, so Yichud Lepiron doesn't work. He has to actually give it to him. He's not collecting his own money. And therefore he needs a Maisa Kinyan. that explains what how we started the previous shiur, and we said that this whole yesod, that gvias chov, is begeder gilu shezeh mamash sheish lo yitzel al over. That's only based on what we pask in the shibud is daraisa. But if the shibud of the nechasim of the loive is not daraisa, then this yesod isn't true. And rather, the gather gvias chov is that the malve is zoch in the moment of the love and the piron chova. And Mimela, Yichud the Piron doesn't work. He has to actually make a kinyan. Okay, there's quite a bit more to talk about, and we hope that we're going to be lachzor v'lishnos perek zeh mirtzeh Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.